This week's half-off deal is to an exciting new restaurant in Omaha, Churco. 192nd Q with an ever-evolving menu. Churco is a dynamic, fine dining experience. This week's zone deal, you'll get two $25 vouchers, which is a $50 value, for just $25. That's half off, guys. On sale this Friday at 9 at 1620thezone.com. And another reminder, of course, to join us out at our spring game roundtable on Thursday from Oscars. More portaling, Josiah Doetzler. Remember Josiah Doetzler?
I remember.
Another Bellevue West guy, another portal guy, transferred from Creighton this offseason. He will be headed to St. Louis. He's going to be a Billiken.
Oh, he's going to go play with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's exactly right. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's former coach. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's the latest news on that one. Not quite the Bellevue West, you know, excitement that we were thinking about the entire time with Frankie Fiddler or Chucky Hepburn. But
what if they were all reunited?
What if they would all have to go play at St. Louis? It'd be funny. Everybody from the same high school just like meets up or like, we're going to take over this program. I'm sure it's happened before. Honestly, the portal, it's wild out there. All right, a couple news stories here. We didn't get to this one from yesterday. Amy just wrote it over the weekend. But Troy Dannon's comments on the Memorial Stadium project. I'd just like to read you a couple quotes and get you the temperature of the room here real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Remember the Memorial Stadium project? Okay.
I remember.
Just making sure. Dannon said this. There are things that need to be done inside the stadium, Dannon said after the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting. Chair backs, upgrading the club facilities, some ADA work. There's restrooms and concessions, wireless. There are a lot of things that I think everybody's known, but it's already very obvious to me that it needs to be done. A lot of those things monetize themselves. I think if you look at any of the project, its ability to pay for itself, whether it's through donor gifts up front or whether it's through monetizing those improvements to pay for whatever debt you have to take on, you have to look at all that in context. But it's obvious the stadium is a gem. Like any good facilities, and Nebraska has great facilities, you have to keep them up and have to make them appropriate for the times that lie ahead, not just relish the fact that they were appropriate for the times that lie behind. Beyond that, though, Dannon is still listening and learning about the full scope of the proposed $450 million Trev brainchild. I added that myself. There's a lot to balance as you look at this, Dannon said, not just as a project in isolation, but how does it relate to the entire department interacting with the future of what college athletics is going to be here? So that's from Troy Dannon. Seems to be a little, I mean, he's certainly being careful with the idea of the stadium project and what he says. I think mostly because he doesn't really know the full scope of it yet. And I don't think he knows the temperature of it yet either. I think, like I said yesterday, I think we have to get removed a couple weeks from, you know, weeks, months, whatever it might be, from the Trev stuff, just because I think it'd be good to separate Trev Alberts and the project. Those were two things that were clearly attached at the hip before. And so we have to separate that. But he's right about the first part. Like, something has to be done with the stadium. Now, do you want to take the full undertaking of blasting away South Stadium and building anew again and making it into a beautiful new part of your history?
Blow it up.
I don't know. Like, I genuinely could go either way. What's going to have to happen is they're going to have to do something. It's going to be significant changes in South Stadium, whether, you know, it means ADA stuff and restroom stuff, concession stuff, Wi-Fi. Like, they're going to have to do a lot of that. But what does it look like? Are we talking about a $450 million project? Are we talking about a $650 million project? Are we talking about, like, let's do $50 million and make sure everything's up to date, but it really doesn't look a whole lot different from the outside?
Kick that can down the road.
Yeah, I think that's what you would effectively be doing. Maybe that's not the worst idea for right now. Or maybe you just do it right now, bite the bullet, and figure out where it lands a little bit later. Josh, it sounds like you are saying bite the bullet and just go for it.
Bite the bullet, do some aesthetic things, do some functional things. Kicking the can down the road is a fine compromise, but...
Oh, so you're not saying bite the bullet. You're not saying
You give me a vote, I'm voting bite the bullet, but okay. I understand that the temperature of the room might not warrant that. So maybe just kick it down the road and find a good compromise. Like, hey, let's make sure everybody's phone works while they're here. Let's make sure the sound system doesn't sound like it's from 1988.
And if I'm reading Dannon correctly, and once again, maybe it's just too early to have this read, but if I'm reading Dannon correctly, it is, we're gonna probably just tiptoe here a little bit. We're going to be careful where we walk. Mm. We don't want to fall through the ice. And, like, we're not going to shoot for the moon quite yet. Trev came from the position of, I'm Trev Alberts, and I know everything there is to know about this place, and I hired the right guys, and I'm going to shoot for the moon on this thing. And, you know, maybe he missed. And maybe that's part of the reason why he's not here anymore. But my read on Dannon so far is, all right, let's take a little bit of time and feel out the temperature. But I wonder what the next step is, because there will be a next step. And when will it come? That's the update on the on Memorial Stadium. Other building projects, Josh?
I love buildings.
If you notice, if you drive down the middle of Omaha, 72nd and Dodge, you notice there's a big dirt pit there.
Maybe even if you're not driving by, maybe if you just live in Omaha on a windy day and that dirt gets blown around the city.
That's also true. Also, if you're flying over Omaha, you're like, wow, that's a giant dirt pit in the middle of the city right next to a Target. You can see it from miles away. Well, it will continue to be a dirt pit. Josh is already blank staring into the camera and shaking his head. A new ownership team of the Crossroads Project, this is from KETV, the Woodbury Corporation, is joining the project and reimagining the property. And they're also requesting $26 million more dollars in TIF funding. I don't know, tax incentive, whatever. What does that stand for even, Josh?
It means we don't want to pay for it. It means you pay for it.
Let's see. Tax increment financing. There's the more professional term. Yeah, basically, it means not us, for you. One city council member wants to hold developers accountable for putting them on a timeline, probably because it's a big dirt pit in the middle of the city. $30 million in site preparations have already been done, including street projects, can confirm, and sewer infrastructure cannot confirm. No buildings have risen yet. According to the Crossroads TIF amendment, the costs, quote, threaten the financial viability of the project, causing it to stall. As new part of the plan, developers will now demolish the old parking garage and build new ones, in which the city will own and maintain. The total cost of the project increased from $553 million to $861 million because of the changes that were made. So we're basically talking about billion-dollar dirt pit.
Mm.
Well, when they build it, it will be $1 billion, formerly known as a dirt pit. So if you were hoping that, hey, maybe, you know, they got it all fenced off over there, the roads are all built, it looks like we're ready to go. It looks like we're ready for the rich people to come out and put their shovels in the ground and take a picture.
Yeah.
Wrong. We are not ready for that to happen. We'll have to wait at least another, like, 8 months and probably more than that.
Connor, call me crazy, but...
Here we go. Let's go. Let's go.
If I was doing a massive project in quite literally the middle of the city, I would figure all this stuff out before we start tearing up Dodge Street, before we start tearing up 72nd Street. Again, call me crazy. Maybe we figure this out before.
It is quite the eyesore, Josh.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it has been quite the eyesore for like multiple decades now.
Do you want an ugly building there or a dirt pit
there? The worst thing they did
there?
Was they gave us hope. They were like, soon this dirt pit is going to be something.
We're moving.
Not soon.
Things are happening.
Not soon. Not soon. There's your update on the crossroads. So if you're driving down 72nd, it's around this time of the year or it's in September, maybe the autumn winds are blowing through and you need a car wash every single day, that's just blame dirt pit at 72nd. Dodge.
Gosh, if only someone might have pointed out that the big idea man for this project is full of crap a lot of the time and doesn't deliver on a lot of his promises, like a hockey team in Gretna. Dummy.
Poll questions, tell you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620 The Zone.
I hate you.